record. Recording. Okay, so, Lee, if I can remember, you've just come out of hospital, haven't you, forensic yes. service?
Yeah.
What is it like? What's life like?
Well, up until the coronavirus, it was quite good, having a part-time job, having my benefits straight and getting on with my life. And now this pandemic is affecting everybody.
Okay. When you say affecting everybody, what?
Well, I mean, I thought... You say you're a vulnerable person, but I'm vulnerable, but there are more vulnerable people than me out there. For instance, I have a friend who's just recovered from a cancer operation, and he's in a lockdown for 13 weeks, and I get his food and his medicine and drop it at his door because he's got no family, he's got no one to look after him, he hasn't got a carer or anything, but he was mental health himself. He was in Lakeside, in Isleworth. So, you know, I thought I was vulnerable, yet it turns out there's more vulnerable people than me.
And how is that making you feel then?
Well, it gives me a sense of responsibility. I feel proud of what I'm doing. I feel like I'm making a difference. I'm helping someone who would basically be in a lot of trouble if it weren't for me helping him. You know.
And that must actually let you reflect to know that even the staff that look after you are also equally as vulnerable then, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's no discrimination with this virus. So, it's probably scarier for people that are having to go into work and do things and go into community than it is for people not able to. Because there's more to worry about. You know, you have to clean your hands regularly. You know, you have to take all the precautions you can to keep yourself safe and well.
Imagine if you said you've not just long been discharged. Imagine if you were still on the ward. How would that make a difference?
I keep in contact because I do bits of work for the trust. And I'm in contact with people on the wards and they're suffering, you know. People that have gained trust enough to get leave and to go out and do things and enjoy their life a little bit aren't able to. And they feel like they're being punished as it is. And then this comes along and it must be twice as hard to cope with, you know. Tempers get short, people start arguing. You know, it causes a lot of problems.
And they're in there wondering what's going on the outside.
Yeah. Well, I talk to them on the phone and they say to me, they're always eager to talk to me because I enlighten them what it's like in the community to live in a hostel, supposedly enjoying yourself. And I tell them that, you know, it's the same for everybody at the moment. There's no hierarchy here. Everybody's, you know, either in lockdown or they're doing essential jobs and working, and that's what they're doing in order to keep the country going.
That must be some form of peer support then you're providing, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean...
A warm welcome to those key workers travelling with us today.
Well,
Help keep us all safe, we're asking everyone to take a few additional precautions when travelling on the railway network. Social distancing is important, so please keep at least 2 metres away from other travellers, on the station, on board the train, and when queuing at ticket barriers. Thank you.
There you go. I mean, we're at a train station recording this, and there's a stark reminder of exactly what's going on. Like I say, peer support's what it's about, you know, understanding that everyone needs help when they're ready to accept it, and that the help should be available to them. And I feel if I can give that help even in a small way, then I'm making a difference.
So if you had one thing to say, one thing to share with people who feel, I mean, having struggling with mental ill health is an issue by itself.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. And then happen to feel that you're your rights have been taken away from you, that you can't leave and you can't do this, especially when it comes to inpatient settings where Section 17 is affected.
Mm.
If you had an advice, or if you had a word of, what would you call it?
Advice and support, really.
Yeah.
I would say just relax, take your time, learn patience. It's a thing that got me through when I was inside, being patient, and it's a thing that's getting me through on the outside, being patient, and you know, just doing my daily routine, you know, and make sure I look after myself.
Okay. That, thank you very much for this. I think this is something that has to be consistent, because it would be nice for that voice of yours and that inspiration to make sure that people benefit from it every now and then. Lee, what do you think?
I'll be glad to make another podcast, you know.
Okay. Well, as many as you want.
Okay.
Once it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cheers.